Good morning, you're listening to English Waves Radio. My name's Emma Phillips. This is the morning news. There has been a tentative breakthrough in relations between the United States and North Korea. After months of trading insults and provocations, Kim Jong-un has offered to sit down for talks with Donald Trump. The unprecedented news comes as North Korea's economy has been suffering from sanctions. It seems that Kim Jong-un is even prepared to put a halt to weapons testing. North Korea has also resumed dialogue with counterparts in the South. In the meantime, Donald Trump has accepted Kim's invitation, and the two should be able to sit down to talks before May. In the meantime, at home in the United States, Donald Trump has signed the order for his metals tariff plan. Trump has approved a 25% tariff on steel imports and 10% on aluminium. Mr. Trump said the measures were necessary to stop what he called the assault on the United States, although the news has prompted fears of a trade war. While Trump has exempted Mexico and Canada from the tariffs and insists they are necessary to save jobs in the United States, the measures threaten to undermine years of international trade agreements. France's Minister for the Economy, Bruno Le Maire, has said that Trump's action will cause a trade war where everybody loses. Emmanuel Macron is on his first visit as head of state to India, accompanied by his wife Brigitte. The president will enjoy a special cruise down the river Ganges with the Prime Minister of India, Narendra Modi. Lined up for discussion are contracts for Rafale aircraft, helicopters and submarines, as well as the development of solar energy with the launch of the International Solar Alliance. And finally, today sees the start of the Paralympic Games in Pyeongchang. Team France has 15 representatives in these games. The aim is to do at least as well as 4 years ago in Sochi, where the French bagged 12 medals. You've been listening to The Morning News. I'm Emma Phillips for English Waves.